Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Are you here? Happy Sabbath. Okay. Everybody here? We got all the kids? Louise, I hear you have something in your yard that you take care of all the time. What is that?
What did you say?
Do you have something you take care of in your yard all the time? It's something that lays eggs.
Chickens.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you'd get it from the hint, but you did good. Well, I have a story about a chicken. If I can get this thing. Oh, begin to turn it on. Okay. My dad and my mom, of course, have chickens too. But they have this particular rooster. And this rooster, he's big, he's loud, and he's proud. And he loves his chicken yard. And he loves his hen chickens. He loves his position and what he's supposed to do. So he prances around and he crows and crows and crows every morning. And when the sun comes up, he lets everybody know about it. He is a good rooster. But when my dad walks inside the chicken yard, this is what he does. This rooster turns into a tiger. And he goes after my dad. Dad's lifting his foot up. He's fixing to defend him. He's about to defend himself. And this rooster attacks my dad. I had it on video, but it's not working. But he attacks my dad. And Dad has to put his foot up because he gets mean all of a sudden. Yes. He does not like his territory being invaded. So it really upsets him that he feels like his yard is being disrespected. This is his area. And it's special to him, and he wants it to be admired and respected and, you know, make sure you don't trample on his chicken yard. So he gets that way with my dad. Now, you ask me, what does this have to do with the children's story? I haven't got a clue. I just want to tell you that story. But no, it does have something to do a little bit. I want to go back to this rooster because this relates to when Jesus went into the temple. How many know what happened when he went into the temple? Do you know, Evelyn?
Everyone didn't know him.
Didn't know him. But there were some people in the temple, and they were doing some things in the temple that they should not have been doing. Do you know what that was? They were buying, and go ahead.
They were buying and selling stuff and turning it into a store.
Exactly. They turned the temple basically into a supermarket, didn't they? So they were selling all kinds of things, and Jesus saw this. And I kind of relate it to that rooster. He got very, very defensive of his father's house, didn't he? So he started throwing the tables over, and he made this whip out of these cords like that. Here's a picture, and he starts swinging and smashing and throwing over everything and running these people out of the temple because he was very upset. My father's house is a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of thieves. And he was not happy at all. So how do you think those people felt when he... after he started doing all of that?
Disappointed.
Very disappointed. Were they scared of him, maybe? Boy, they're running, aren't they? Looks like they are getting out of there. Yeah, he started really throwing things over. I mean, look at all the stuff. That temple was basically a supermarket, wasn't it? Now, do you think Jesus still feels this way today about the church? Is there some things about the church that we need to keep sacred about the church?
No.
Say yes.
Yes.
Very good, Evelyn. It's important that we look at this picture and we see that God wants his house to be respected, doesn't he? He wants us to think of this as a sacred place, that this is where we come together to worship and to love him and to show each other's love to each other. But we want to also be very, very honorable of God's home, about his house, where we come to worship. If someone came to our church and it was trashy and nasty and dirty, how do you think they would feel?
Disappointed.
Very good, Evelyn. They would feel very disappointed. Yeah. So how are some ways that we can take good care of God's house? Louise?
Cleaning it.
That's right.
Whenever people like throw trash on anywhere, they are littering.
That's right. So we don't want to throw trash in God's house, do we? And we want to take good care of it. Pick up. Would it be good to pick up after ourselves? Would it be good to do that? Yeah. Maybe like when we're in Sabbath school, when we drop things on the floor, don't wait for the people that clean the church to pick it up. Why don't we pick it up, right? Clean up after ourselves. And maybe like when we're eating inside the kitchen area, let's keep that food in the kitchen area. That would be a good idea, huh? So that we don't get food all out on the carpet. Maybe like if we're chewing a piece of gum, we don't throw it out on the ground outside. So what would happen if we did that? If we threw gum on the ground outside right before we come in, what would happen?
We would be sinning.
We would. That's right.
They would step on it.
That's true. And then what would happen if they stepped on the gum?
They would bring it in.
Absolutely. And that would be tracked in on the carpet, wouldn't it? And do you know how hard that is to get out of the carpet? Very hard, isn't it? Yeah. It's very sticky. A dog could eat it? Well, yeah, there's another option. Well, we don't have any dogs in here to eat it, so we're kind of...
Dogs could actually follow us here.
Well, that's true, too. But they would have to stay outside, huh? Yeah. Well, I appreciate your input. This is very important that we understand that we honor God's house and we take good care of it. And this keeps Jesus very happy and pleased that we want his house of worship to be beautiful and be respected. All right? Who would like to pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for our story. Hope we keep your church clean. And I hope my dad preaches a good preach in Jesus' name. Pray, amen.
Amen.